Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers. Today, fellas and girls, have you ever had a fair weather friend? You know, somebody that was glad to be a friend of yours when things were going good, but left you high and dry the minute things began to look tough, or when there was a little real work to be done. Well, we don't think much of these fair-weather friends, do we? Friends who change whenever luck is against us. But all of us like to have friends we know are true, all-weather friends. Now, that's a good thing to remember when you're choosing a motor oil for the family car. You see, some motor oils may be all right when the temperature is just so, but when the weather gets cold, they thicken too much. Or when the car gets all warmed up, they thin out too much. Now, that's why I want to tell you about Uniflow motor oil. Uniflow is sold in sealed cans at all Skelly service stations. It's spelled U-N-I-F-L oil changes less when the temperature changes than any other oil. It thins less when it's heated and thickens less when it's cooled. Now, what does that mean to your dad and your family car? Well, it means faster starts on winter mornings, less wear on your battery. It means fewer damaging dry starts, because Uniflow flows instantly to all parts of the motor, even when it's stone cold. It means safer lubrication when the motor is hot, less oil going up in smoke, because Uniflow keeps a good body even at scorching temperatures. Add that all up, and it means just one big thing. Economy. Money saved on your family car this winter. So Uniflow, all weather friend for your car. Explain how Uniflow gets protecting lubrication at all temperatures. And yet, it actually costs no more than other premium grade oil. Tell Dad to ask for Uniflow at your Skelly service station tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. As Chuck escaped with Dolores Pareda in one of Stark's black planes, his engine was crippled during an aerial attack by Gardo, Stark's chief pilot. Forced to make a sudden landing, Chuck heads for a small clearing near the Aztec Temple at the edge of the waterfall. As he charged for this forced landing, which seemed to mean an unavoidable and perhaps fatal crash-up, are seen changes to the plane being flown by Gardo. He is accompanied in the rear cockpit by Barker, a crack shot, who manned the machine gun which shot Chuck's plane down. Listen as Gardo says to Barker.
Got him, Barker. He's all washed up now.
Yeah, that fixed him. He won't bother us no more, Gardo.
What happened to that Pareda girl?
I guess one of our bullets must have nicked her. She flopped down the rear seat.
Yeah. Look at it, sure tickles me. Look at that kid.
Hey, his prop's swollen up. Father, come on.
Be in any hurry? And anyway, what's the use of wasting any bullets?
Well, the chief ain't gonna like it if we slip up.
Well, we ain't gonna slip up. And besides, how could this kid Ramsey get out of this?
Dive down.
No.
Hey, look at that punk kid. He don't know what to do.
He knows what to do, all right. But there just ain't anything.
Come on, once over.
Yeah, look at it. A rocky mountain to the south with a waterfall. And everywhere else, nothing but jungle.
Hey, what's that place down below us? Looks like some kind of an old building.
Yeah, that's an old Aztec temple. The chief's kind of interested in that.
Yeah, this kid must be interested in it too, judging the way...
The only open spot below us is that courtyard in front of the temple. That's why he's looking at it.
Maybe he can land there.
Ah, yeah, sure. Pilot's gonna land there, get away with it.
Looks like there's only one way to come into it.
Yeah. You gotta go straight in toward the waterfall. You might get your wheels down for a second, and the next one you'll be in that pool with all the...
Hey, look at him. That's where he's headed.
Well, he's crazy.
Maybe we better dive down and get him before he lands.
No, not me. I'm gonna stick up here and watch the fun. I got a few scores to settle with that kid Ramsey myself. So I'm going to sit up here and laugh while he's kicking the bucket. And yep, he's kicking the bucket.
And you better level off, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
That's the stuff. Chuckle around while we watch the fun.
Yeah. Hey, there he goes. He's making for that courtyard, all right. He can have a swell crack up there.
Yeah, looks like he's doing a pretty good job of getting there.
Yeah, he's doing the best he can, but that ain't gonna be good enough. He'll bust up in a million pieces any second now.
Hey, he's almost in. Look at him.
Yeah, but look how fast he's going. He may get those wheels down, but he ain't gonna be able to stop in time.
Hey, it looks like he is stopping.
Yeah, but you just watch. That ship's gonna pull full of water, and there won't be enough of them left to pull out with a wrench.
Well, he's better off with one of our bullets now. Hey, look! What's he doing now?
Wait, his nose is going down. He's all washed up.
It's down, all right. The ship's going to fall into the water.
Hey, what's the matter with that thing? Why don't it fall in?
It ain't gonna fall in. It'll settle back again. Look, the kid's standing up in that front cockpit. He's climbing out.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it possible.
Quick, Cardo. Look over there.
Where, Bob?
On the mountainside. Next to the fall. There's some people. They're running down to help the kid.
Get that gun ready, Parker. I'm tired of fooling around. We're diving down. We're going to polish them all off right now. Right now.
Our scene now changes to Patsy, Pebbles, Pinky, and Slim, who have been watching the proceedings from a vantage point near the Aztec temple. When they see Chuck try to land in the small clearing, they rush to his help. Listen.
Hurry! Come on!
Hit them all,
let
the door, Slim. I'm away out in front of you.
Go quick, the plane in the sky, it dives down. Hey, Chuck! Chuck!
We're coming, Chuck. To help you. Quick, Chuck. Get out of there before that plane falls over.
He's got a passenger, Slim. He's in the rear cockpit. Be careful, Chuck. The ship's balanced on the edge.
Pinky. Slim, get on the tail of the ship and hold it down. Oh, shit, Chuck. Come on, Slim.
Here, Pebbles. Grab this girl as I pull her off.
A girl,
Chuck?
Who is it? It is the Roy.
Yes, it's the Roy's plane. There now, Pebbles. Grab her.
Quick, Chuck. Quick, Pebbles. That plane in the air. It's getting closer.
There. Back us up, Pebbles. Copy that. Okay, Pinky. All right, Slim. Let the sail go. Come here and help.
Okay, Chuck. We're coming.
Hurry, Chuck. Hurry, Pebbles. Follow me.
There now. I got a seat.
I'll take one shoulder, Slim, and you take the other.
Oh, quick, me amigos. Quick. The plane, it comes closer.
Quick way, Chuck. There's a wall and a door.
Hurry, Chuck. Hurry, Slim. We gotta run for it.
Run faster.
Come on, Pinky. You ain't running a bit.
We're pulling you all through. That's the trouble.
Now, few more steps, we'll make it.
Here, through the door. Oh, hurry. Oh, he's on us, amigos. Quick. Hey, quick.
Now, get inside.
Quick, get behind the wall. They're shooting at us.
How's that? She's okay now.
Where's that plane going?
I'm watching the eagle. He zooms up in the air. I will tell you what he does.
Oh, galloping ghost. That's the ghost. I thought that pilot was going to get us cold.
You think we're safe here, Chuck?
Yeah, I think so. There's a roof over the place, and the walls are stone.
Well, how about that pilot, Chuck? What did he do?
I don't know, Pinky. What's he doing, Pebble?
He flies up high in the air. He does not turn.
Which way is he going, Pebble?
He goes to the north.
He's flying back to the Occident. That's just what he's doing. He sees there isn't any use to shoot at us now.
Are you sure he ain't going to try to land here?
No, Pinky. I don't think so. Not after he watched me.
Oh, Chuck, it was perfectly wonderful. It was the most marvelous landing I ever saw.
Oh, I don't know. You've seen Red make some better than that.
Oh, I do not see how you could possibly do it.
I almost didn't, Pebbles. But tell us, where's that ship?
I do not see him now.
Just the same, he may not have gone away. You better keep a close watch.
But see me, Beagle. That I will do.
Gosh, hold hemlock, Chuck. What have you and Captain been not been doing? And where's Senor Parada?
Oh, it ain't Senor Parada. It's Senor Parida.
All right, you two.
I'll tell you all about it later.
Yeah. Well, if you'd have rolled another foot, you'd have been over the cliff.
Look, I think Dolores has opened her eyes.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, gee. I wish we had some water.
Well, I will get some water. I will dip my handkerchief in the pool.
Can you see that plane?
No. Oh, no, this plane has disappeared.
Okay, Pebbles. Now listen. You won't be able to get down to the pool where the ship is. But at the other end of the courtyard, there's a more gradual descent.
Well, see me, amigo. I know where you mean. I will be back very soon.
Gee, how's Dolores now?
I thought she was coming, too, but I guess not.
Yeah, she closed her eyes again.
Oh, poor kid. She's been through an awful lot.
Yeah, she don't look like she's had no sleep for a couple of weeks, at least.
Well, I guess she hasn't had any too much. She's been kept a prisoner at the hacienda.
Probably with rest more than anything else.
You come around, all right.
But each up, where's Red and Senor Pareda?
Red and Senor Pareda are back at the hacienda.
What? Gee, horse of man, Jump. You don't mean that Ivan Todd got him?
No, sir. I don't mean that. We had a terrible time. We went through the outside entrance of an underground passage, and we found Dolores in an underground room. Shark was upstairs in the hacienda. And when Red and I went up there, Shark and some of his men were in there waiting for us.
Jump in, gee, rule the lamb. What happened next?
Well, Red played a trick on me. He threw his voice farther and farther into the room, just as though he was talking to me.
Well, what do you know about that?
So after Shark and Pebbles were well into the room, he put the lights on.
All the time you hadn't really stepped into the room yet?
That's right. So then Red closed the secret door, and we got Dolores and Senor Pareda.
But, gee, Chuck, how did you get away?
Well, Red figured what Ivan Shark would do. He figured that Shark would go to the outside entrance of the underground passageway to head us off. And that's just what he did.
Did he leave a guard guarding the library?
Sure he did. But who do you think it was?
Gosh, we don't know.
You'd never guess. It was that pilot we pulled out of the wrecked plane.
Jumped in, she ruled the lamb.
What do you know about that?
The fella that never talked.
Yeah, that's it, all right. And he let us through. And that's how we got outside to the plane.
But listen. I hear it. It sounds like a plane.
You're right, Patsy. It is a plane. It's a black one. And Pebbles is out there in plain sight. He might get killed.
Hey, Pebble! Well, has the pilot Gardo returned to carry out his threat? And what has happened to Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda? Don't forget, the Pareda treasure is hidden somewhere in the old Aztec temple which shelters Chuck and his friends. Don't miss the exploration of the old temple in coming adventure. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And don't forget what I told you about fair weather friends and all weather motor oil. Yes, the oil that sticks by your family car through thick and thin is the oil you want your dad to use. Isn't that right? Well then, you just remember to tell him about Uniflow motor oil. Uniflow is spelled U-N-I-F-L-O. Uniflow motor oil is sold at all Kelly service stations. Tell Dad why so many thousands of motorists are using Uniflow, because it thins out less when hot and thickens less when cold than any other oil. That means all-weather protection for your family car. Easy starting on cold mornings. Safe lubrication on long drives. The chances are Dad already knows about Kelly Tagoline motor oil and how it will stand the abuse of winter driving. Now tell him to try Skelly's sensationally popular premium motor oil, Uniflow, at your Skelly service station. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Ivan Shark trap Captain Midnight and his friends in the ancient Aztec temple? Or can Chuck get help in time? What will happen next? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!